Your Self Miracles, Session 9, Your Daily Self Miracle. Welcome, my friend, to the final session of Your Self Miracle. This session is what it's really all about, putting together all that you've learned and creating a daily ritual for you to follow that will guarantee your success. One of my favorite motivational speakers, Zig Ziglar, said, "People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it every day." I said at the beginning that continuous daily action will bring about success for you, and it will. But this is also a dangerous area because if you start missing days, then it can soon evaporate into nothing with the old lower self swashbuckling back into your life. And we don't want that, do we? I have read and listened to a number of other self-development programs, some good and some not so good. Of course, none of them even came close to Your Self Miracle. Anyway, each of these other programs recommended a daily plan or equivalent to keep the momentum going. But none of them had a real answer for those days that happen to us all. The unexpected. You get sick. Your mother-in-law comes over for the day and stays for a month. You have to travel somewhere. Your home needs attention, and so it goes on. I can guarantee this will happen to you, so you have to be prepared for it. Something will monopolize your time for an entire day that you are obligated to do. And if you are not careful, this will give power to your lower self. You will feel frustrated that you can't get on with your daily actions, particularly if you've been on a good run, like you've been able to achieve all your actions for many days in a row or even weeks, and are very close to achieving your desire. This was a big problem for me. I have a history of not completing things. I have at least two books that I have only part completed. Why didn't I complete them? Life got in the way. I missed a day, and then the next day. And when I finally got back to the book, I had a very lethargic attitude towards it and decided to ditch the idea for something else. Now, this was a while ago, and I'm happy to say that I've overcome this trait now. You see, if you leave something that you had a good inertia with, even for a short period of time, like 2 days, then the opposite can happen. Your lower self kicks in and it will try to drive your power in the opposite direction. If this happens enough, then inertia will have the opposite effect, and you don't want this. Now, does this sound anything like you? Do you have unfinished tasks lurking in your life? Most people do. So what can you do to change this? When I was writing my book and I had the unfortunate break which led me to stop writing, I worked out that because I wasn't actively thinking about writing my book on those false days off, this triggered my lower self to push me in the opposite direction. I was determined to find a solution for this, so I wanted to stop part finishing things for good. After much experimenting, I found the solution. If you have a day or more away from your actions, here's what you need to do. Firstly, think about your actions. Everyone can steal 10 minutes away and devote a little time to this. Even sitting on the pan deliberating is good. Secondly, write a mini plan or your thoughts down on paper. Always carry a pen and some paper with you. If you have to do this in a small room, so be it, but just do it. Now, why does this work? Well, all I have is theories, and whatever the real answer is doesn't matter because it works. By taking even the smallest amount of time up, and I recommend 10 minutes as the smallest amount, you can re-energize your mind and rekindle the enthusiasm for your desire. By thinking and writing, you are performing an action and your subconscious will still be fed positive thoughts about your desire. Thinking is not enough though. You must write something down in the form of a plan. If I hadn't done this, I know for sure that you wouldn't be listening to my voice now and that Your Self Miracle would have taken its place in my embarrassing, unfinished archives. When I was writing Your Self Miracle, I had several pauses that could have prevented me from completing it. In an earlier session, I told you that I put myself under extreme pressure to complete the program quickly. So on these pause days, I took a small amount of time to think about how I could make up the lost time. This got me thinking about dead time and, you know, how I could utilize it better. So as I said before, I started writing sections of the program in the taxi on the way to the office, at lunchtime and on the way home. It worked a treat. To give me extra push with this, I kept reflecting back to my desire and the emotional driver behind it. I had made my emotional driver so strong that I didn't need to keep it on a piece of paper and remind me. This was the main reason for me pushing through procrastination and finishing Your Self-Miracle. Now, it's vitally important to get a great start to every day, so please pay attention. I want you to do something right now. Read your emotional driver or drivers that you wrote when you created your desires in session 2. What emotions do they stir up within you? If they don't make you full of passion and commitment to achieving your desires, then change them immediately so they do. I have used this technique many times and changed my emotional drivers so they make me feel supercharged and ready for action. Your emotional drivers are there to help you, so make them work hard for you. And this is the starting point for your daily miracle, your emotional driver. I want you to come up with a daily emotional driver. It can be one that you've used already for your desires or a different one. This is your all-time motivating emotional driver, which will make you feel determined and motivated every day of your life. Make it the first thing you think about when you get up in the morning. If it helps, write it down several times and place it where you know you will see it, in the toilet, on the fridge, on your computer screen, or in your wallet or purse, so you have access to it wherever you go. As I said, mine is ingrained, so I don't need to write it down anymore, but I did to begin with. If you're uncomfortable for any reason with writing it down, then just recite it to yourself a few times. If it's really strong, it will easily be committed to your memory and can be recalled at any time. This will give you energy and enthusiasm for every day ahead and will never fail you. What the drifters do is wake up filled with dread of the day ahead, especially if the day is a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday. For some reason, Friday seems to be okay because this means that the weekend is coming. What a life, eh? Only living for the weekends. This translates to being unhappy about 60% of your life. Hey, I used to be there, and maybe you did too. Every new day is an opportunity to surge forward, kick in your emotional driver as soon as you awaken each day, and be happy with 100% of your life, whatever challenges the day ahead will bring. This one daily action will transform your life. If it isn't happening for you, then your emotional driver ain't making it. Make it strong. Make it push you to say yes or come on. It's so important. What makes you excited in your life? Think about this for a moment. If you're a down, what has picked you up almost instantly in the past? For a lot of people, this can be hearing some of their favorite music. Every day, I listen to or sing to a favorite motivational song of mine. My favorite motivational song is Elastica's Ready to Go. But I have others for variety, like Billy Ocean's When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Gets Going.
But Sledge, I can't sing.
Ah, come on, get a grip. What's the matter with you? Who gives a fig if you can't sing? Just do it. Sing it in your head if you have to. Alternatively, actually play the music on your stereo or portable player. If you get up early in the morning, then I recommend headphones so you don't start your day with an argument with your spouse or kids or whatever because you woke them up. The choice of music is of course yours, but make it something upbeat that will make you want to move that body of yours and get a feeling of being alive. Do you remember we learned about the power of anchoring in the confidence session? You don't? Are you asleep? Check your pulse now. Look, you can make yourself feel fantastic every day by using your anchor. You don't have to do this once. Make use of it throughout the day, and always if you feel a twinge of your lard-ass lower self creeping into you. As well as your confidence anchor, I recommend that you have a success symbol. This needs to be a physical thing that reminds you every day that you're going to be successful. I read a story once about a young man who joined a large American corporation many, many years ago as a mailroom boy. He had a burning desire to be the president of the company, and to remind himself daily about this, he had a badge on his jacket and it had the letter P, which stood for president. Sometime later, he became president of the company. This symbol was so strong to him and it was reinforced every day because it was right in front of him. So it pushed him to do the things he needed to do eventually to become president. Now I have a silver dragon on a neck chain that I wear every day. This is my success symbol. Every time I see it in the mirror, it reminds me of my desire for success and gives me much energy and motivation. Now, time for a little bit of maths. Oh, give us a break, Sledge. Look, this is simple. If you act on something daily, it will grow exponentially on the day before. If you don't know what exponential means, look it up. In a nutshell, after relating to your success symbol many times, you will be hyper-motivated to go do it, and your lower self will be nowhere to be seen. So, go get yourself a success symbol and make sure it's small enough to take with you wherever you go. A piece of jewelry is perfect, but it doesn't matter. It's up to you. When you get up each day, be grateful that you're able to do that and that you have the energy and power to continue with another exciting day in your life. You don't have to spend long on this. Just be grateful that you have breath and that a new day has come for you. If you're working at a job, be grateful that you have this job to sustain you and yours until you have achieved your desires and no longer need it, if that's your plan, of course. This will change your whole perspective and put you in a good mood. If you learn to appreciate and enjoy your work, then the time will appear to go much faster, and in no time you will be at home again, ready to start on your actions. Making your life as fun and enjoyable as possible should not be an option, but an obligation. I have learned to throw myself into every aspect of life, work, personal life, fun life, and so on. Wherever I go, I smile and look happy. People are always saying that when they meet me, I give them power and make them feel good. Whoa, easy Sledge, do you think you're the Messiah or something? No, I just feel good about myself and that this wonderful world of ours has many opportunities for all of us, and this spreads very easily. I call it the happy and optimistic virus. It's a well-known fact that if you smile at someone, they'll smile back at you. So go on, smile. Don't fake it, smile, and make yourself and others feel good. You're on your way to being a success powerhouse, but you won't get to the finishing tape if you don't feel good about yourself and can pass this on to others. So smile. Come on, really feel it. Don't give me a grimace now. Think of something really nice and smile. Hold your head up high and feel good about everything. Do it on a crowded bus or train and entertain everybody. Now, a continuous theme of this program is to banish or neutralize negatives with positives. If you have a lot of contact with the outside world on a daily basis, then you will be exposed to the sympathy seekers. You know, the
"my life is so bad"
kind of people. Well, don't give them any sympathy. Hey, Sledge, that sounds pretty vicious. Look, you don't need to be nasty to them or ignore them. Instead, give them empathy. If someone approaches you and tells you all their woes, then say something like, "Yeah, I used to feel like that, but I decided to turn my life around and now I enjoy every moment." This will make them stop in their tracks and probably ask you, "How did you do that?" Then tell them they have the power within themselves to change their life for the better and suggest to them that they take the time out to really think about what they want from their life. Hey, become an affiliate of Your Self Miracle and give them your unique address so they visit your page on the web. If they buy the program using your address, you will get a very generous commission from me and you'll be helping them turn their life around as well. What a great concept. Now, I have to warn you, the word will spread about your powers of empathy, and before you know it, many people will be at your door seeking your advice. I don't want you to lose your job as a result of becoming the company agony aunt. It's very easy to do, and I have two t-shirts on this. But I never regret the time I spent helping people. It was this that spurred me on to create Your Self Miracle. Okay, so back to the plot, and we're at the stage of attacking your daily actions. Now write down or type your actions every day. I use the computer a lot, but I also have a big A4 or lesser sized notebook that I use to write my actions in. I encourage you to do the same. Start each day on a new page and put the date at the top of the page. Make notes of any learning points or important data here. This is great for looking back to see how you've progressed. If you want to just rely on your computer, then use something like calendar software so you can be organized. It's great to take some time out now and again, look back over what you've achieved. I have at least 10 of these large notebooks full of stuff that I did in the past. It reinforces to your subconscious that you're a real winner in the game of life. Use the system I gave you in the planning session to complete your tasks. Stress busters first, followed by the easy ones, then the difficult ones. Always remember to check your available time. If this is limited, then prioritize your tasks. But always, always complete the stress busters first. I want you to add another action to your task list every day, and that's plan for tomorrow. This in itself is an action, and a very important one, because it sends signals to your subconscious that tomorrow is going to be another action-packed day. In creating tomorrow's plan, you need to ask yourself these questions. Firstly, did you complete all of today's actions? Well, the first thing to say here is that you should always strive to do this before you plan for tomorrow. Push yourself to do this every day. Don't let anything stop you. You will hit snags along the way though. Maybe you need some key information from somebody to complete a task that you just can't get until tomorrow. It's okay, don't stress it. Just make sure it's part of your plan for tomorrow. Second question to ask is, are your actions taking you towards your desires? You need to review often. Nobody gets things right all of the time, and it's highly likely that you have to change direction a few times before you get back on track. To produce this program, I tested many different ways to change my life to get the results I wanted. A lot of the things I tested didn't appear in Your Self Miracle because they either didn't work or partly worked. I only wanted to share with you things that worked time after time, so I had to do a lot of testing and reviewing. It's pointless lashing all your motivational energy on tasks that are not bringing you closer to your desires. Review things regularly and be prepared to take a totally new path if you have to. Next question. What is the next vital step to reach my desires? If all is going well with your actions and reviews, then ask yourself this question. If answers don't appear immediately, do some research or use the key question technique. Once you have completed your actions and tomorrow's plan, congratulate yourself on what you've achieved. If you've bought into the imaginary boss concept, get him or her to congratulate you as well. Always strive to learn something new every day. This will probably happen naturally as you approach all of your daily tasks, but if it doesn't, do some research on the internet about other successful people, or buy a book on the subject that interests you and read a chapter or two. Daily learning is a key part of human development. Believe that you can and will learn at least one new thing every day. And to end each day perfectly, listen to your self-hypnosis session. This will reinforce all of your beliefs and strengthen your resolve to achieve your desires. And that, my friend, is your daily self-miracle. Just rinse and repeat, as they say. The more you practice this every day, the easier it will become. It's like learning to drive. When you first drive a car, you're all hands and feet, as we say in the UK. This means you're concentrating on every move you have to make to take control of the car and get it to go where you want without injuring half the population. After you've driven for a while, you don't give these things a second thought, and you still get there without any fatalities. You're now on autopilot as far as driving is concerned, and that's where I want you to be as far as your self-miracle is concerned. Everything I have shared with you in this program is not only easy to understand, but a cinch to apply, and repeat it every day. Don't let your lower self dominate you. Go and do this stuff and change your life forever. Now, I want to thank you personally for staying with me on these 9 sessions to a better you. You should be so proud of yourself, investing the time, money and effort to turn your life around. As with any program of this nature, there will be people who are still stuck at base or only half made it. But you didn't. You pushed yourself all the way to the end, and I am so proud of you. As a reward for this, I have given you a secret email address that you can use to ask me anything you want. You can find the email address on the webpage where you downloaded this recording. I would also love to have the opportunity to meet with you in person. I'm planning some seminars across the world soon, and I sure hope you can get to one of these. As a member of the Your Self Miracle set, you will of course get VIP treatment and many other incentives. Also on your final download page, you will find bonuses and lots of other good stuff that I hope you will find useful. I deliberately put these at the end to motivate people to want to get there. Now, although we've come to the end of the program, this is just the start to your new life. You now have 9 recordings you can use at any time to give yourself a motivational burst. Whatever you decide to do, I will be ready and waiting to join you and enjoy kicking you in the nether regions to push you forward. Before we finish, I want to leave with you another quote from my all-time hero, Winston Churchill. Winston said, Success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Never lose your enthusiasm. And remember, I am watching you. Go for it, my friend, and live your life as you want.